Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
You are indeed what you eat. Everything you consume affects you entirely. Your physical body, your mind, your emotions. On this episode, we talk to cancer survivor and thriver, Charity Marohomsar, and renowned medical oncologist, Dr. Alex Delgado, about how mindful eating can definitely save your life.
Hey, grateful ones. Welcome to Season 2 of After 30 with Cara Erigel. Before we start, let's take a few moments, a few deep breaths to make space for new learnings, rediscovery, and gratitude. Repeat after me. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the air I breathe. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for my ability to heal, to learn, to accept joy and abundance. Thank you for my unique abilities, my kindness, and my compassion. Thank you for love. Thank you for peace. Thank you for forgiveness. Take a couple more breaths, and when you're ready, let's start.
Hi, Charity. Hi, Doc Alex.
Hello. Hello, Cara. Hi, Doc Alex.
Hi. So happy to have you both on the podcast. Thank you so much for making time and thank you for being here. So this is a very important, very important subject that we're about to discuss, something that really needs to be talked about because, I mean, we do this every single day to survive. We eat, right? We need food every single day. But that's not the only thing. There's so many things we need to know about food and our diets, especially nowadays. You know, processed foods have become such a significant part of our diets, whether for convenience or as our go-to comfort foods. I myself am super guilty of that. Too, di ba? Wala tayong oras. Ang dali, nandyan lang, masarap. You know, processed foods, chips and junk are all made literally for us to keep eating it and enjoy and love and keep going back to it. Grabe. So I want to start, this discussion by directing this first question to Charity. From what you now know as a stage 4 cancer thriver, what are the potential health risks associated with a diet high in processed foods and how can we reduce their consumption?
I would say the risk is very, very, very high. Kunyari pa parang, I say that with much conviction, but back in 2016, I wasn't sure about it. I thought it was just, you know, all noise about this whole thing on processed food, but when I got sick, the more I read about it, literally I had to empty my pantry cabinets with all of the canned goods. I had, like what you said, ang sarap kumain. I had to give up on my favorite foods like hot dogs and all of that. And there's a running joke in the house. Bakit pati yung mga anak ko, why are they even... kadamay with that decision. But the more you read about it, the more you understand. As they say, that when you know better, you do better, right? So there's just a lot of risk. And I'm even more blessed that when I met Doc Alex, meron pa ako karang rebellion, yung parang masama pa yung loob
in ko. When
I stop eating. But when he taught me mindful eating, and mindful eating is like, really, first of all, slowing down how you eat and mindful meaning knowing what the benefits of what you're eating is, it really helps you. So with that, I realized that choosing the right food is really, it starts here. It starts in the mind. It's really a psychological battle more than anything, more than a battle of the mouth, right? So there.
I love that. Thank you so much for mentioning mindful eating. Because, I mean, like I said, you know, we've been eating for survival our entire lives. And so for most of us, it's we don't even think about it anymore. About, again, what's convenient, what's right there, what we see on TV, what we see other people eat, what we see on the streets when we drive, what's essentially convenient for us. Kung anong uso, even, right? What are the fads? So I would like to direct this question naman to Doc Alex. Doc Alex, dietary fads and trends come and go. Can you please provide insights into what makes a sustainable, evidence-based approach to nutrition?
Mm-mm. Pero gusto ko nang sagutin kanina yung tanong mo about the risks, no?
Mm-hmm.
The intake of so much processed food is responsible for this epidemic of obesity and all the chronic diseases that are now haunting us, including heart disease, hypertension, diabetes, and cancer. Now, ang daming diet na naglipa na sa market. You have ketogenic diet, you have vegan diet, you have paleo diet, and all sorts of diet, including Mediterranean diet. For me, ang pinaka, I would say, sustainable, and the one which has a lot of evidence behind it, will be the so-called Mediterranean diet. No? Because there was a study published and it involved almost 1.5 million subjects who were followed up for 3 years up to 18 years. And they have found out that those who follow consistently the Mediterranean diet had reduced mortality. They decreased the risk of dying overall and decreased the risk of dying particularly from cardiovascular disease, from cancer, and from you getting Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases. Proven yan. Wow. Now, ano itong Mediterranean diet nito? Sabi ko, it's so sustainable because it touches on different kinds of food. Hindi ka mabobore. Unlike vegetarian, fully vegetarian, na puro vegetables, some people may not be able to tolerate that. But Mediterranean diet really is composed of fruits and vegetables mostly, but you're allowed to take in a bit of fish and poultry, maybe 2 to 3 servings a day, and never, listen to this, never processed food, never sugary drinks and desserts, and occasionally you may take poultry. And to some extent, yeah, even wine may be allowed, red wine, but only to in moderation. So because it comes from different sources, for me, it is in a way sustainable dahil hindi ka mabubor, no? But importante sa lahat, I think sustainability also means being flexible, that you do not castigate yourself just because, oh, I failed today. Ayoko nang ituloy kasi hindi ko naman magagawa. Forgive yourself if you lapsed one day and just go on and retry again the following day. Kung meron namang mga occasions, it's okay na pagbigyan minsan ang mga occasional special events.
Tama yan, Doc. No? Thank you for saying that because that's therein lies, you know, the reason why hindi nagiging sustainable ang diets no matter how much we try, you know, our very best to sustain it is that gagawin mo siyang drastic change. Kunwari, you're a big meat eater and suddenly vegetarian ka. Eh, hindi mo nga naman masusustain yun, di ba? Because, you know, that's just the way we are. That's how we're wired. So, it has to be, I love that. A Mediterranean diet consists of, you know, a variety of different types of foods that are enjoyable as well. Na, you know, palatable naman at madaling, kumbaga, ipagpalit-palit so you don't get bored. And I love that. If you pair that with mindful eating, eating with intention, with the intent to live longer and to live healthier. I have a phone-in question from someone. Really, really quickly lang po. What about intermittent fasting? Because IF is something, it's a fad well, I don't want to call it a fad. I mean, people have been fasting for generations. But how about intermittent fasting, Doc? What are your thoughts on that?
Yes. Even in cancer patients, no, we have found out that doing intermittent fasting is actually beneficial for patients because at certain point of the day, you starve the cancer of the food that they need, no? And studies have shown that even during chemotherapy, putting patients on intermittent fasting, even before the chemo itself and after the chemo, is actually beneficial for patients. They suffer from less side effects of chemotherapy. So I would go for intermittent fasting, especially if the patient is obese, because obesity, again, is a risk factor for recurrence of certain cancer. So the most consistent way for them to lose weight is to put them in intermittent fasting, guaranteed yan. And of course, a predominantly plant-based diet. These two alone is sufficient to make you lose weight, which is beneficial if you're a cancer patient.
Oh my goodness, makapag IF na nga. yung healthier eating, yung pagtanggal ng process, medyo mahirap pa po eh. Unti-unti lang, unti-unti lang. Guilty, kakakain ko lang ng spam kanina. Nako, Kara. No.
It's okay. Actually, because we are promoting a program, Alex and I, the Heal Strong program, before I even endorse it to other cancer survivors and cancer patients, I did it myself. So I started this 2 months back. And Kara, I wouldn't dream of not having my midnight snack. And it's been like, you know, almost a sickness in my family because we like to snack before we sleep. Mm-hmm. And when I met Doc Alex and I did intermittent fasting, which means I cut off at a certain time, at the very latest is 7 in the evening. Mm-hmm. You know what it did to me? It made me sleep straight and better. I realized the food I was consuming, regardless if it were just biscuits or something, that's what interrupts my sleep. Right. The best thing it gave me was really tuloy-tuloy na sleep, uninterrupted. And I sleep better. And because I sleep better, I wake up earlier. And so therefore, I can do my walks, right? And until I wait and I kind of push, now I'm on the 14th hour of fasting, so I can do it. And literally, you know, you just sleep and you have to wait until about 8:30 or 9:30. It's the best decision I've ever made in my life. And I wouldn't dream of doing it. But Alex really psychologically made me appreciate. So here's the thing. Mm-hmm. With nutrition, education is important. Don't just dive into any type. As a matter of fact, don't even look at a diet. Approach it as a lifestyle change. Mm. Because it affects everything, your mind. I have not imagined myself consuming 80% of my food plant-based. But because of your mom, and because
my mom?
She introduced me to a plant-based chef. And really, I wouldn't say I'm 100% plant-based. I rebel when I go on a diet. So what I did is I followed Doc Alex's pattern of eating. 2 glasses of water 30 minutes before you eat. Mm-hmm. And your plate, you consume the vegetable first and then the fruits. Because fruits to us is like dessert, right? No. Yeah. So water, vegetables, and fruits. By the time you get to your main meal, you almost don't have a space. And by then, you've eaten at least 80% healthy food. Now, if there's something tempting on the table, I don't stop myself. I eat a little bit, but you know what? I gave in to myself one day during the long vacation, and I texted Alex. I couldn't. I was having headaches already because I've already parang weaned my body off the simple sugar, right? And this time I'm not rebelling. I'm mindfully eating, knowing that I just gulped for dinner a smoothie from our plant-based chef. And I walked before this session, and I'm okay. I'm good because I know that what I was taking was good for my body. Yeah. You can't imagine being on vegetables and fruits. Now I can't imagine not being on it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Oh, what an amazing time to be there. You know, I did that during the lockdown as well when I was living alone. Now, kasi my husband loves to eat eh. So it's hard when my partner ang mahilig kumain at masarap magluto. But I completely agree with you. You know, when I did eat more vegetables and less meat, I did sleep better. And when you snack kasi at night, diba, you're Doc, paano? Hindi ako doctor or anything. Pero based on experience and from what I've read, you know, because when you eat late at night, you're of course, you will digest the food that you ate, and that will interrupt your sleep. And that will make you feel bloated and gassy and heavy when you wake up. Right? That's what it is. But we love to snack at night as well.
Agree. And
that's, yeah. Very unhealthy. So, Doc, you were talking about, Doc Alex, you were talking about the Mediterranean diet earlier. Now, are there any specific, if you can give us maybe some examples of like foods or nutrients that are known to have cancer-fighting properties that can help reduce the risk of cancer and cancer recurrence?
Okay. Flip side yan, dalawa, like two sides of a coin. The negative part are the food that you shouldn't be eating. Number one talaga, sugar. A lot of sweets, desserts should be avoided at all costs. Refined sugar, white rice, white bread, desserts, donuts, etc. Because yung sugar niyan cause a lot of inflammation in the body. No? And also, just sugar tends to make you obese, and obesity is a risk factor for cancer. So any other food that causes inflammation, that means all those processed food, is a no-no. No? So ano naman yung on the other side, yung mga makakatulong talaga, and that is why all this Mediterranean diet really works, predominantly cruciferous vegetables, no? Leafy vegetables pa rin talaga. Because they have been known to contain mga substances that really combat yung mga carcinogens. Even turmeric, yung curcumin sa turmeric, yung luya, it has been known to push some cancer cells to commit suicide, to self-destruction. Even yung green tea has been known to push cancer cells to self-destruct. Lycopene from tomatoes, any green and red fruits will be really healthy for us as well. Marami yan. And I want to send that over to you to include in your visuals for
yes,
your
please.
Podcast. Because I think people need to be aware of this. Alam mo ba, all you need to do is mix and match all these, what I call rainbow of colors, the greens, the reds, the orange, and the purple-colored fruits and vegetables. Mix and match mo lang. And you will find yourself, you know, getting really healthy and healthy. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love that. And not just healthier, Doc, no? And charity. It's food really contributes a lot to your mind as well. You know, recently I've been feeling like, and your hormones, grabe. I've been feeling like, grabe. Sabi ko, hindi naman na ako, tapos na yung period ko for like, I know too much information, but like, tapos naman na. I mean, I'm over that whole hormonal imbalance like phase. And why am I forgetting things? Why am I not in the mood to do anything, write anything? And it's because all the food we've been eating. And not just kinontian ko na nga the food I'm eating eh, but even then, it's not pala just the amount of rice that you eat or the amount of meat that you eat. It's essentially what you eat all together and even what you drink. If you drink a lot of sugary drinks, I've been drinking a lot of sodas lately. Oh my God. But okay. And this question is for the both of you or whoever wants to, you know, answer it. What role does emotional well-being and your mind play in making healthy food choices? And how can we address emotional eating?
I can answer that first.
Yes, please.
What role does it play in making sure that we eat healthy a lot,
yeah.
Right? First of all, we tend to eat more. We tend to make the food our object of all our emotions, right? Emotion, you know, the term emotional binge eating. So to me, when I'm feeling emotional, I hydrate more. And this I learned from Alex, Doc Alex also. Because the mind doesn't know if you're hungry or not, right? We were just conditioned that, you know, we're always hungry. So when I'm emotional, I hydrate more because I quench not just my thirst, but also the pangs of quote-unquote hunger. So I have learned to put a little structure in my house. I bought, and Alex knows this, little jars, Cara, where healthy drinks like turmeric drinks or immunity blues blend or all the healthy stuff. Mm-hmm. That if I am emotional, that's what I drink first. And all of a sudden, I'm not really hungry. I'm just thirsty. So emotions play a big role in also our healthy eating habits. We tend to give ourselves the excuse to eat. Oh, because I'm sad. Oh, because I'm depressed. But you see, it's a vicious cycle. When you keep feeding yourself with all these sweets and sugar, all the more you get into the cycle of anxiety, you know, panic attacks and all that. It's a vicious cycle. And where you really cut the cord is the food that you consume. All of a sudden, you don't feel lethargic anymore. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, the emotions that go up and down are not as frequent. Doc?
Yep, I agree with you. Ano to? Parang it reinforces each other. Poor dietary choices have been known to cause depression and anxiety. And when you are depressed and anxious, you tend to eat unhealthy foods as well. Kung hindi ka nakakatulog, if you sleep late at 2 o'clock in the morning, the brain releases certain chemicals that make you crave for tasty foods. And tasty foods are fatty foods, all the carbohydrates, all the sugars. Whereas if you start eating healthy, your emotions change as well. Your emotional well-being change. And that leads you to, again, choose the right foods as well. And part of that emotional well-being is having good relationships with friends around you. You enjoy eating together. you slow down your eating when you are with friends because you tend to like may kwento, magmarites muna. And that slowing down actually helps. Actually helps in, you know, digesting the food so much better. So, yun. Magkasunod yung dalawa. Ah? Magkasunod yung emotions mo at saka yung choices of food.
Magkadikit na magkadikit po talaga siya, no? I mean, very similar what you know, Charity and Dr. Alex were both saying. It's you can't take one away from the other. And it's a vicious cycle that we keep falling into if you're not aware and if you don't, you know, mindfully and intentionally choose the food that you eat. But the thing is, nga, diba, in today's fast-paced world, convenience often trumps nutrition. Now, Doc, I would like to direct this question to you. How can we make healthier food choices while still accommodating our busy lifestyles?
So it requires a lot of preparation. Kasi nga, if you just eat on the go, you will just grab anything that is available. So again, sabi ni Charity kanina, don't stock up on unhealthy foods in the first place. Start to put in yung mga, naka-prepare na dapat yung mga kakainin mo. No? Para hindi ka matitempt to just grab anything. So for me, dapat mayroon ka naka-ready na mga nuts and mga fruits that you can grab every time you feel na may hunger pangs ka or may craving ka. Have those ready, nuts and fruits, no? Para may madukot ka. And sabi kanina, drink a lot of water and really hydrate, no? Again, don't think that because gutom ka ay talagang gutom ka. Again, baka uhaw ka lang. Try first the fluids. That might already satisfy that craving. Mm-hmm.
Try to satisfy that craving first because most times, Doc, no, and Charity, it's an emotional craving. Like what Charity was saying a while ago, diba? Sometimes when you're alone or when you've had a bad day and even if you just ate, an hour later, you're like, parang I'm hungry. This was a conversation I had with my husband the other night. We just ate and we were watching a movie. Sorry, nilaglag kita. We were just watching a movie. And like an hour later, he was like, but I'm hungry again. Seiko, no, you're not. You're not hungry.
I struggled with that on the first. I was actually non-committal to doing this until Alex and I said, we're going to offer the Heal Strong program. And I told Alex, I'm not going to offer it unless I try it. So, kumbaga, I already committed to him. And it got the ball rolling. And really, when you want to eat healthy and to live a healthier lifestyle, it really starts from the grocery, meaning what you buy. So we have cut down slowly, but now it's like almost 100%. No more chips. We used to buy a really big bag of chips at home. And what's good about it is if the two of you, Paolo and Carol, do it together, because I realized that when my children started eating vegetables with me, and I've started preparing like four bowls of different kinds of fruits. So when people open the ref, if they want to munch on anything, it will be fruits and the small bottles of juices that I make and nuts. But the nuts, I also bought smaller containers because when you say nuts, it's not like the whole mason jar of almonds. So each container probably has about 10 to 15 nuts. So just enough consumption. So I made it very handy for people, and because there's more of us at home doing it, it's a lot easier for me also. Mm. So preparation is really key. It starts with what you buy. And that's why Alex and I are also working with Chef Mylene Dolonios, our plant-based. And I told Alex, again, too much information. I've never, you know, gone back and forth the bathroom in a good way. And this is with no effort. I mean, that just tells you that your gut is being cleansed. And I haven't eaten vegetables like this, right? I had like a lumpia that's it's not even your usual lumpia wrapper. It's also made of vegetables, and it didn't taste like it was vegetables. And I ate about three, but again, I didn't feel bloated or full. So there is a way, and it starts again here psychologically. You have to be able to tell yourself, I'm eating this because I want to be healthy. And there was a question a while ago on, if you have cancer in your genes, can nutrition help you fight it? I want to give the floor to Alex because he really has a good answer to this question.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So 5 to 10% lamang ang related to genes. 90% are all lifestyle. And even if you have those genes, it does not mean that it will manifest. If you modify your diet and your lifestyle, it is possible to shut off those genes that can lead to cancer. Okay, sinasabi ko parati, your DNA is not your destiny. Studies have shown that changing your lifestyle, following healthy diet, can actually shut off those cancer genes. So, importante.
Oof, noted. Thank you so much for that.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.
My last question is, what practical advice can you offer to help other cancer survivors, thrivers, and their caregivers make sustainable, positive changes in their dietary habits? I mean, the simplest way possible that you can offer to other cancer survivors, such as yourself, and thrivers, and their caregivers, para maging sustainable and positive ang changes in their dietary habits.
Well, I think, Kara, first of all, it's the recognition that you cannot have the same life that you had before cancer. I think it all starts with that. And the second is that you had cancer because of many things. So start with what you're eating. As Doc Alex was mentioning, avoid, it's not just what you eat, but what you should not eat. Avoid simple sugars. Right? Avoid simple sugars. Movement. Movement is very important. A lot of cancer survivors, I am guilty of that. You know, we overused, expired na yung excuse that, you know, I have mobility issues, but it's been 8 years. So I have to start moving. And it doesn't have to be an hour in the gym. I'm one person who is allergic to exercise, but I am more of, what can I do at home? While I'm waiting for the coffee to brew, can I do some squats? Or while I'm hearing mass, do I have to sit down or can I do some stretch with my bands and all that stuff? So practical movements, you don't have to leave your home to be able to do that. So these are things that will help you in your survivorship years and adopt a healthier lifestyle and make healthy choices. And I will not exclude, Kara, what you consume at home in terms of the cleaning detergents that you use, what you use in you know washing your clothes and what you use in your skin, because toxic load causes a lot of harm in our bodies. And that is not that's not something we are not mind, what we are not mindful of. I mean, we don't have to go out of the house to experience pollution. Before breakfast, we consume around 80 toxic chemicals just with the shampoo that we use, the lotion, the moisturizer that
perfume.
We use, the perfume. So if you see your products and you see, I'm holding here a Young Living lipstick. If you use like, if you use personal care products with talc and parabens, don't even give them to someone else. Just stop using it. Go with simple minerals. I won't even mention, I won't recommend, just go for simple minerals for what you use in the skin.
Anything else that you would like to add to that? Like the simplest way possible that cancer survivors and thrivers and their caregivers can make sustainable changes in their dietary habits.
So again, if you are on the obese side, you really have to lose weight. Try to achieve your ideal weight as much as possible. So diet is one thing, but you really have to do exercise. No? And not, hindi naman kailangan pumunta ng gym. Just doing 30 minutes of slow walking every day for 5 days. That's 150 minutes lang, guys. No heavy lifting, just gentle walking for 30 minutes. Can already reduce your risk of cancer by as much as 25%. And lastly, sleep. Diyan tayo madalas nagtitipid. You need at least 7 hours of sleep because lack of sleep is a form of stress, and that kind of stress will cause inflammation in the body, and again, that can cause a lot of trouble in your immune system, in your risk for cancer. So importante, yung tatlo man lang yun, kumain ng tama, mag-exercise, at matulog ng maayos. No? Okay?
Kara,
thank you very much.
Kara, if I may say, before I was diagnosed with cancer, I was only sleeping 3 hours a day. And I was so proud of it.
Oh my gosh.
I was so proud of it because... I wasn't like sluggish or anything. I was so proud that, you know, I think I went to the wrong sleep doctor. He tagged me as a super sleeper, meaning you don't need a lot of sleep. And little did I know that it was the surest way to get cancer.
Oh my goodness.
I could live on 3 hours, and there were days, weeks I would live on two hours of sleep.
Weeks, you know, yeah. I was just about to say a while ago when Doc Alex was talking about sleep as a third really super important na advice niya. I think, and I see it as a blessing because my husband would probably also be tagged as a super sleeper. He can sleep 3 hours and be able to function and go around and exercise the following day. I, on the other hand, 6 hours. Charity, doc, wala, useless. My brain is useless. Yeah. I can't. And I see it as a blessing because, my gosh, diba, what more if I did my 2 hours of sleep
weeks? Yeah. And again, it's a contribution of I'm working late, I'm snacking, you know? And I would complain I cannot sleep because I'm still on the phone. Just before I lay down to sleep, which is not good at all, not a healthy practice. If you want to sleep better, just get off your gadgets for an hour and a half before you go to sleep. I know that now after stage 4 breast cancer. So I'm such an advocate of good quality sleep because just like food, there's so much misconception. Like, We grew up and we hear, finish everything on your plate. Diba? Ganyan. Ubusin mo lahat ng nasa plato mo. We grew up with that. And what's the other myth? Bata pa yan, okay lang, hindi matulog. Right? So we grew up with these things. Which is
and not
so
just that. That's why you were saying a while ago, you were also so proud of being able to sleep and live on 2 hours and 3 hours. That's the thing. A lot of us, I think, you know, thankfully, ngayon sa panahon ngayon, no, more and more people are being more aware because of the things that you do, what Charity does, what Doc Alec does, Doc Alex does, you know, and more information are being put out there, thankfully, that tigilan na natin tong lifestyle na to. Na we're so proud of, oh my God, I'm so busy. Oh my God, di ako nakakatulog. Ganyan. Enough of that. Life yeah. is so much more yeah. important. Oh Living your life is so much more important than all of that.
And this is exactly why Alex and I are I think, going against the tide, talking about this while the world we grew up in is if you are, first of all, if you are sick, just pop a pill or get infused with chemotherapy. It has got to be more than that. I always say this. It has to be, tigilan na yung, let's just look at the disease and not the person. Because when you do that, you will just have to move from one organ to the other, right? I'm not a doctor. I used to be a cancer patient, and that's why I'm pounding on every door, knocking on every door. And I'm so blessed that I have Doc Alex who believes in the same things, because if you will not change your lifestyle and if you will go back to pre-cancer lifestyle, I mean, the things that Alex mentioned, that's a sure formula for getting a disease, not just cancer, but any type of disease. So I'm just glad that we have been given this opportunity, Kara, to share, because I think a lot of people should know more about this.
Oh, definitely. Completely agree. Thank you so much. And again, before we end this, I have one last question for the both of you, something I ask all my guests on the podcast. Before we get to that, I'm just reminding all of our listeners and all of our viewers right now about, of course, the official launch. Let me bring that back up. Of Better Days Wellbeing Center and the Heal Strong Story Journal that's happening on November 11. More information about this will be posted on social media. I'll be sharing it as well. But my last question to Charity and Doc Alex, simple na lang. What are you most grateful for right now at this moment? Because of, again, you know, how busy life is and everything that's been happening around us and everything that we've been through, the best and easiest way to keep ourselves grounded and mindful and live intentionally is to remind ourselves of the things that we are grateful for. So I'd like to ask Doc Alex first, what are you grateful for right now in this moment, Doc?
I'm so grateful that the Lord has given me this platform to be His arms and hands on earth. Ang mission niya sa akin is just bring my healing presence to the wounded. That's why my advocacy is named Healing Presence. I'm not the physician here. It's God who is my true healer.
Thank
right
you
here,
much. Yes,
Kara, right here, right now, I'm grateful for two things. The team that you do not see that's behind all these things that we're talking about. You don't see them, but there's a team behind all of this. I'm so grateful for them. You know, as all of this come into fruition, there's a lot of, you know, my I was telling your mom, my saboteurs are very chatty these days. Like, are you sure you want to do this? So I'm grateful right now for the team that you do not see that has worked very hard for this. Your mom at the very helm of it. And I'm not because he's here, but I'm grateful for Doc Alex. I was a lone wolf for many, many years, trying to change the way cancer patients are cared for. I left a corporate life when I saw that the healthcare system is so disease-centric, right? It just really focuses on the tumor. And healing a person, because I went through that, will take so much more than just chemotherapy. Again, this I'm not downplaying the role of chemotherapy. All I'm saying is there has got to be more than that. The emotional, the mental, the social, the spiritual, and nutrition has been such an underdog in the healing of many patients, not just cancer. Nutrition will really make the big change. It will be a game changer. Moving the needle from curative to preventive is really nutrition and movement. To me, hands down, it's just so sad that I didn't know that when I was your age, Kara. So that's what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for knowing Alex because I know more now.
Thank you.
And it makes it a lot easier for me to be able to serve the cancer community because I have someone like him. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Charity. Thank you, Doc Alex, for the work and the magic that you do for touching people's lives and for creating a platform to be able to share more information and in effect, not just make people's lives better, but to save lives as well. So thank you so much for that. Charity Maromsar and Dr. Alex Delgado. Thank you, thank you. Have a thank wonderful you. Day, everybody. Bye. Bye.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.